Marty, what's going on, Marty? How are you?
Thanks for pretty good. I'm just getting ready to get on the 5 here and head over to the Grapevine. So I figured let's chat now. And I've given up in trying to figure out what they're doing.
I know
because every 5 minutes you get a release from the Giants that something else has happened, and he's putting his team together. You know, this is what he wants to do, and no one's going to get in the way. And I think that's just the story of it. Kratz is the latest one. One thing I will say about him, Larry, I've seen the guy hit some long home runs, but I guess they weren't comfortable with Rivera or Garcia catching the staff. And it probably means that Posey's in better shape than we think.
Yeah, well, you saw Posey in March, Marty. I mean, how confident are you that he's going to be able to be in the squat day after day for the long grind? I mean, if you had to guess, if you put an over-under on the number of games that he catches this year, what would you put it at? I think it was maybe 88 last year?
I'm at 95 right now because I just don't think they're going to push him early in the season and just see what he can do. So I would think maybe 3-4 days a week early in the season, if that, and then you go into the season and see what he can do. But he caught down here. He caught a couple of back-to-back games. He ran well. Larry, if you didn't know he had surgery in the hip issue, you'd never think there was anything wrong with him. I just think as a medical precaution, they're just not going to run him out there every day.
Let's go through the last, let's say, 72 hours of transactions, because, I mean, they're coming fast and furious. So Friday night, Giants shocked a lot of people. They selected the contracts of Yengervis Solarte, Gerardo Parra, and Nick Vincent. Solarte and Parra, not a surprise. Vincent very much was a surprise in that he didn't have a great Cactus League. He doesn't throw all that hard. But he's got the cutter, and they obviously have confidence that when he leaves Arizona and comes to sea level, that cutter's going to play in that pen. What did you think of that? Those three maneuvers, or I guess maybe the one with Vincent on Friday?
Yeah, well, we knew Solarte and Parr were going to be on the team. That was a given. We saw that at the beginning of spring training. I was surprised at Vincent, honestly. He was on the 40-man. He doesn't have options, so they had to do something with him. And I thought either they're going to deal him or, use him as some sort of asset that way. And then started looking into it a little bit more. He's a very tough guy. He's been in the big leagues for a few years. He doesn't throw more than 88 or 89. And when you see it, you say, wow, what's going on here? But he gets people out. And he threw 2 innings the other day. And for Farhan, what they like here is a reliever who can do multiple innings. And it looks like as a righty, he's a veteran and he can do it. So he's on the team. Let's see what happens.
Well, I mean, I guess if he's on the team, I guess my first question would then be, where's Chris Stratton? Stratton is out of options. The rotation's probably Bumgarner, Holland, Derek Rodriguez, Samardzija, and Pomeranz. I thought with Vincent that, he'd possibly be taking Stratton's spot as the long man. What do you think happens to Stratton?
Well, you can't say yet because we still have another 72 hours before Thursday. And just say, look, Samardzija could go. Anything could happen. Bochy will not name a rotation. The only thing he'll say is that Bumgarner is pitching first. Well, why don't you let's hear who the rest of the rotation is. And, he's not saying it, so which leads me to believe maybe there's more action coming around the pitching staff, because really, there's more to come. There's more to come because he's got to get a few more people on the 40-man. And once he does that, then he's got to get some people off. And maybe it could be a DL for somebody, or maybe it could be another trade. So I think you just have to keep your eyes open for the next 72 hours.
There's two needs that I'm really looking for them to fill. One is a backup center fielder who hits right-handed. Now, they did pick up a right-handed outfielder named Michael Reed from the Twins, who shows some defensive ability, some speed in his profile, but a relative no name. I mean, do you think Michael Reed is on this team as the backup to Duggar, or do you think they're looking? There was also a rumor from Henry Schulman. I think he floated the name that Kevin Pillar, who's owed about $5 million, could be out there. Maybe Brandon Guyer. Pillar would be my vote over Michael Reed, but it's going to cost you a little something in a trade and on the contract. What's your guess as far as the tandem or the tag team partner for Duggar?
They're looking for a backup. I don't think Kevin Pillar would be a backup. I think he's more of a player. So I think something more in the Michael Reed line, the Connor Joe line, that, you know, goes where they're going here. Michael Reed had a history with Zach Manassian in Milwaukee. He also comes from Atlanta, where Zach's brother is in the personnel department there. So they know Michael Reed. Whether he can play center field, we're going to find out. And as I say, with all these people, I wouldn't sign a long-term lease.
Don't pay first and last month's rent, maybe just first month's rent.
Seriously, and that's what's going on here, because every minute there's something else happening, and more moves are definitely coming because they've got to get more people on the 40-man.
I know. Well, and do you, you know, a lot of people believe it'll be a 13-man staff with a 4-man bench, and the speculation is that that bench would be Eric Kratz as your number two catcher, Yangervis Solarte, Connor Joe, who's the Rule 5 kid, and one other guy, maybe Michael Reed, maybe somebody that's not on the roster right now. That would be my guess. It will be somebody that's not on the roster, and Reed would be headed off to AAA. But do you think they'll go with 13 pitchers, and what do you think of that bench?
Well, I think it's got to be a 5-man bench. I think they're going to go with 12 pitchers coming out of spring training. And then if they can have any maneuverability with people with options and the pitching staff, do that over the first couple of weeks. You know, because I think, you know, you have Hanson to deal with as well.
He's out of options.
And yeah, if you have him to deal with, I don't think they want to lose him. But look, who knows? You don't. This is where Farhan is going to make his name a little bit of putting this 25-man roster together. Now, the other thing we haven't talked about is Sandoval. And, of course, Twitter is replete with rumors this morning that Sandoval is going to be released. And it seems to me when we start talking about all these names, Sandoval probably is going to get squeezed out of this thing.
And to me, it's not a huge loss. Now, here's why. Because I talked to Pablo in August, and he was noncommittal about even playing this year. But he was pretty adamant that he was that if he did play this year, that this was his last year. So, I mean, a guy like Connor Joe, just on age alone, I mean, they're both versatile. I mean, I realize Bochy has more confidence in Pablo. Pablo's got World Series rings. He's got a presence. He's got a name. He gives the clubhouse life. I mean, he plays a role, and he's done it, where Connor Joe has never done it at the major league level. But just if you know that Pablo wants to ride off into the sunset at the after 2019, to me it makes it a much easier decision.
I think so. If it wasn't going to be now, it could be in May when Stephen Vogt gets added to the roster. He could take Pablo's spot. So it could be coming down the road anyway. And look, Farhan is not committed to Pablo. Bruce Bochy is. The fan base is. But Farhan doesn't have that commitment. And we're seeing the changing of the guard this week. We're seeing how he does it this week. So I don't think anyone is out of the realm of, well, of course, the big guys aren't going to go anywhere, but all these fringe people, they come in and out. So we'll see what happens. But if the choice was Connor Joe or Pablo Sandoval, there is an entertainment value. There is something that, you know, of all the winter things that happened and getting ready for the season, there are some moments you'd say, throw us a bone, you know, something positive that we can have fun with. And I guess Pablo fits into that category, but I'm not sure he fits into it for Farhan.
Well, maybe Farhan feels like he knows what Pablo is going to give him, and he doesn't really know what Joe's going to give him. I mean, Joe's 26. He's a former first-round pick, San Diego kid, University of San Diego. As you said, very bright kid. He really had been a huge bust until this last year. He had a breakout 2018. All the Dodger people swear by the bat and say that the bat's legit. Now, I saw him hit the other night, and to me, it's comical. He's looking at the pitcher, and then he turns sideways upon the release of the pitch. I mean, I don't see how you're going to hit for any kind of an average in the big leagues with that kind of batting stance. But I'll defer to Farhan. He knows more than I do, but he doesn't. Let's just say this: if hitting is his tool, that worries me because he doesn't look like much of a hitter.
Well, he's got a compact swing, I'll tell you that, and he can run fairly well. And the other thing is, look up his record at the University of San Diego in the WCC. He was a big, big, big-time player in that conference. Now, you're not talking SEC, Pac-12, or, you know, the big conferences, but he was a big-time player. So he's 26. And this is exactly what fits into what Farhan has done before. So he's going to give him a shot because he was in the Dodger system last year. And I believe, as you do, if it was Connor Joe or Pablo Sandoval, it probably is Connor Joe.
Now we're talking to Marty Lurie, of course, the voice you recognize, who joins us from the road, making the trek from Arizona all the way up to the Bay Area. Can you get KMBR yet?
No.
Not yet.
I'm looking forward. I'm getting over the grapevine, and then I should be able to pick it up, hopefully, in Bakersfield and be able to listen to the game the whole way in.
Yeah, that's seriously. It's like a companion if you're making that long drive. What about some of these other names? I mean, they had Matt Joyce. Now he's an Atlanta Brave. They just picked up Mike Yastrzemski. Any of these guys jump out at you? Let's just say this. Even if you want to be overwhelmingly positive and just Farhan, God bless, these are still, at best, incremental moves. Would you agree?
Yeah, of course. There still isn't a set outfield. And we're 3 days away from opening day. Where does Mack Williamson fit into this? Is he going to make the team? They want a backup for Duggar. Michael Reed, is he a legit center fielder? Or, you know, he's got to play up at Oracle Park and see what he can do there. He may be gone tomorrow. You know, it's really, you just have to sit back and wait and see what's going to happen.
It's very, very fluid. Now, how about some of these names? I'll throw you a name, and you say just on or off. On being he makes the 25-man roster. Off meaning he doesn't make the 25-man roster. Trevor Gott.
Off.
Off.
I just don't think there's enough room for him. I think that's a potential trade piece.
Steven Okert's already been DFA'd.
Right.
So off.
Right. He's off. He's gone.
Chris Stratton.
He's gone.
He gone. We'll play Hawk Harrelson. It was Chris Stratton.
On.
He stays. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I think you have to have him. I don't think you can not have him. What if Samardzija in the month, his arm is giving him trouble? I think you have to have them.
Yeah, you don't get rid of guys who are healthy, good attitude, you know, former number one picks who could probably pitch 200 innings for you. You just don't. I mean, you trade that guy maybe, but you don't cut him. How about Alan Hansen, right? On or off?
I'm going to put him on.
He had a terrible spring, huh? 175, something like that? I'm looking at yesterday's. 180 is what he's hitting.
You see him hit the ball to the four peaks, as John said yesterday, and you know, he's got speed. You'd think you'd like to have him on there.
Mac,
but, you know, I'd have him on.
Mack Williamson.
I think he's off.
So, if Farhan came to you and said, "Hey, look, Marty, what do you think? You want to we don't really know what Mack is. You want to give him another go in 2019 or turn the page?" You're saying turn the page?
Well, yes, because he's had an awful spring. You know, you're really not squaring balls up. It's not been a good spring, and you're bringing all these extra outfielders. So if you push me on it and you want to keep these other guys that they're making deals for, I'm going to say he's off and they're going to turn it over to somebody else.
You're down there. You're seeing the faces. You're knowing, you know, you're talking to the people. We just had John Barr on. John was the head of amateur scouting until Zach Manasian was hired by Farhan from Milwaukee. Now, the young Zach Manasian is the director of pro scouting. He's Tommy Lasorda's godson. Michael Holmes has been brought in as the director of amateur scouting. Sabes is still there. Tidrow's there. John Barr's there. Tidrow and Barr are senior advisors. Sabes is probably the same. Is there an awkwardness to the Giants, front office presentation, or has everything that needs to be said been said and everybody's cool? Does it seem like it's fractured or awkward? I mean, it's the old regime and the new regime, except the old regime stuck around and the new regime just showed up.
Yeah, I think the old regime is there out of courtesy, to tell you the truth, and just being around and watching the dynamic. Farhan, Zach, Yeshaya, people like that are huddling all the time. I know what goes on all the time up there, but I don't really see Farhan going into Brian's office or Dick Tidrow saying, "What should we do now?" I think this is Farhan's game right now. And the kind of moves that are being made, I don't think you ever would have seen Sabian and Bobby Evans make these moves so late in spring training. Maybe one or two, you know, Fred Lewis, maybe one guy goes. But to see something every 6 hours, I think this is their game.
We got Jeff on Twitter who says, Sports Larry KMBR, he says, I truly feel like we as fans should at least wait and see how this plays out. We all yelled for Bobby Evans to be fired, and we got it. We now have got a guy in there who was part of an organization that produces players. Time to have patience. Jeff, what do you think?
He's exactly right. I've said this to you, you know, I remember saying, Larry, it's only March 11th. So let this thing play out. He's got a core group. You know, the whole infield is there. Posey's there. He's got a lot of starting pitching. He's got a ton of bullpen guys. Let it play out. He's exactly right. But we tend to get caught up in all these fringe moves because, truthfully, they need two outfielders. You know, they need the help of Parr as well. So we get caught up in all these kind of moves. But the real truth of the matter is the guys who make the big money better be healthy and they better have big years. And Farhan will deal with it if they don't. But I agree with him. Let's wait and see. I said this months ago. This season will be a story every day, good or bad.
Couple last ones before we let you go. You know, back to our game of he stays or he goes. He's here or he's gone. Sam Dyson, is he going to be here?
Absolutely. I think so, yeah. Power sinker.
Travis Bergen, the Rule 5 kid from Toronto?
I think he's here.
Okay. Reyes Maranta, he's had a good spring. He looks nasty.
He's here. Yeah, he's here.
Okay, Mark Melancon.
Well, I think he's not here in some way or other. I don't think they're going to eat the whole deal, but I could see, and you and I have talked about swapping the bad contracts with another team. Maybe there could be something like that happening for Melancon, but they are sort of stuck with him. He appears to be healthy. Maybe this could be one of those late deals that happens when teams try to, you know, say, well, we don't want our contract. We'll take yours and, you know, equalize the money in some way. So I'm going to say no, he's not here.
I'm looking for two positions to be filled before Thursday and they head off to San Diego. Backup center fielder who can hit right-handed and play a little bit behind Duggar. And maybe a lot, you know, and I watched Parra the other night. Parra can play center field for a series. That's
an emergency. It's an emergency.
Yeah, if he has to play for a week, it's going to burn him. But the other need is they need a professional hitter for the outfield. And this is what I'd love to see. And I brought this up. I teased this off the start. I'd love to see Farhan. Now, first of all, to me, Farhan's got something to prove. He's got to prove to me that he's willing to make some big moves. It's one thing to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic with all these tiny little moves. I need to see a big move. And the move that I'd love to see is I'd love to see Mark Melancon for Shin-Soo Choo. Now, Choo is 36. He makes a lot of cash, but he rakes. He was an all-star last year. He hit .292 with 18 home runs and 43 RBIs in the first half with a .911 OPS and then fell apart, Marty, in the second half. He hit .217 with 3 home runs in 56 games in the second half of the year. But he's got 6 seasons in the big leagues of 20-plus home runs. He's got a .377 on-base percentage just last year, which is, you know, outstanding. On this team, he could hit leadoff, he could hit third, he could hit cleanup. I know he DH'd 85 times last year, and he only played 59 games in the outfield, and his best days are, you know, behind him. But Shin-Soo Choo is a professional hitter who would help this team dramatically. And if you could somehow, you know, Texas is always looking for pitching. If you could flip Melancon's contract to them, take Choo's contract, make them pay some of it because his contract is even worse than Melancon's. I would be very interested in that move, and I think it's the kind of move that, even though it's not sexy, I think it could make a huge impact in the standings. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd like to see the move. Whether they're going to do it or not, it's another story because of the age and, you know, what they have to take on with him. But probably not in their plan. But I would do it because there's so much depth in the right-handed relief. They've got guys in the minor leagues. They've got Ray Black down there as well. Melvin Adone is going to be here before the year is out. So, yeah, if I could do that, I would do it. There's no question I would do it, even if it gave me an older player for left field. He's a professional hitter, and it does free up a spot in that bullpen, which is getting very jammed. You could even keep Trevor Gott if you wanted to instead of Melancon. So I would do it in a heartbeat. Would do it.
Marty, we'll let you get back on the road. If I asked you who was the most impressive team to the baseball scouts in Arizona this spring, Who stood out? Who was the team in March that was the king of the Cactus? I mean, not necessarily record-wise, but just as far as how they looked.
Well, the teams that we saw, and I'll answer your question in terms of other people talking. I think Colorado even more than the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a little bit taken for granted, and they've got some injuries in the pitching staff right now. But Colorado, just about everybody you see who talks about Colorado talks about the young players that they have coming, one of the best farm systems in the major leagues, and Buddy Black can handle the pitching. So, and they've got guys coming back for another big year who know how to pitch at Coors Field. So I'd say Colorado.
Marty, get on that road and get over the grapevine, right? Tune it to 680, and then just, you know, bring that ship to shore.
All right. Thanks for sitting in for me, Larry. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Have a great deal. We'll see you next week, and we'll be talking ball all summer.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Marty Lurie in the Volvo. It's a kick in the pants. It really is.